You're listening to SBS News.
When COVID-19 reached Bangladesh, its health and economic impacts were felt first and hardest by those already struggling to survive. Refugees like Lila, a widow.
I was helpless and resorted to begging from house to house. Many people turned their back on me as they were in a similar situation.
The situation Lila found herself in meant that she could no longer afford to feed her two young children.
My two sons now go without eating a proper meal each day.
Now research by the charity World Vision reveals that coronavirus has left 110 million children hungry and is pushing 8 million into child labour or begging just to survive. Children like Thanda Win.
We begged for about 6 days and gave the money we got to our mum to buy food for us. Begging made us very sad.
On top of violence, climate events and displacement, food security is an increasing issue. The United Nations fears COVID-19 could force 66 million children into extreme poverty, joining 385 million others who were already facing difficulties before the pandemic hit. In January, five Australian MPs visited Bangladesh, touring the world's largest refugee camp in Cox's Bazar. Among them was Labour's Anne Alley.
In terms of our experience coming from a developed nation and a position of privilege and what it was like for us, but also putting that in the context of the plight of the refugees, the Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh and displaced people around the world. I mean, we often use this term unprecedented, particularly now and particularly in this context, but we do live in times with unprecedented displaced people.
Liberal MP Angie Bell says visiting the camps was a life-changing experience.
I remember being with a Labor member, my good friend Anne Ali, and us grabbing each other's hand and crying. And I think that was probably a defining moment for both of us.
Just a few weeks after their visit, the world changed thanks to the COVID-19 coronavirus. The politicians who went to Cox's Bazaar believe Australia must continue to support those at the epicentre of a health and humanitarian crisis. Labor's Josh Wilson says the experience of the refugees challenged them.
Well, just put yourself in that situation. Just imagine what it's like. I mean, it's a fight for survival day in, day out, and then they try as much as they can to maintain some hope that at some point they will be able to recommence a normal life.
While it's feared the downturn will leave more and more Australian families struggling to put food on the table, aid agencies insist we mustn't forget about those in crisis long before the pandemic hit. Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally says we can't ignore what's happening in our own backyard.
It just renews my resolve that we need a regional solution for the displacement of people in the Asia Pacific region.
And Liberal Senator Wendy Askew says while Australia is already working on the problems, there's always more that needs to be done.
I just want people to recognise how fortunate we are here, but also the fact that we're doing good work around the world. And it's really important that we acknowledge that, but wherever possible, let's reach out and help.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.